This is the WHL This Week, Playoff Edition. Presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the 2017 WHL Playoffs. Ahead, a playoff preview as we go around the league and check in on some of those first-round matchups. WHL award finalists have been announced. We'll take a look at all the nominees. Two WHL graduates have helped the University of New Brunswick to a national university title. We'll have that story later. First up, there was some business to take care of in Calgary earlier this week.
Good morning, and welcome to the 2017 Bantam Draft Lottery.
WHL's Vice President of Hockey, Richard Dirksen, welcoming six teams for the annual WHL Bantam Draft Lottery. Kootenay Ice, Vancouver Giants, Prince Albert Raiders, Edmonton Oil Kings, Spokane Chiefs, and the Saskatoon Blades. All eyes on the lottery.
As you can see, a Prince Albert Raiders ball has been drawn. Prince Albert will have the first selection in the 2017 WHL Bantam Draft. They will be followed by Kootenay, Vancouver, Edmonton, Saskatoon, and Spokane. The 2017 WHL Bantam Draft will be held in Calgary on Thursday, May the 4th.
The Raiders moving up two spots in the draft. They will select first overall. General Manager Curtis Hunt excited to be selecting with that first pick come May 4th.
We hit the lottery and then real excited. I think to get that first overall pick, if you're in a position to be in the lottery, then of course you want it. Otherwise, you'd rather be, you know, picking late in the first round. But I'm excited for the scouters who put in so much time and effort through the year. I think it's going to lead to some great meetings here as we review the top crop of Bantam players in Western Canada and the United States. You know, we continue to build towards being where we want to be.
Hunt was asked if he'd consider trading that first overall selection.
Not initially, however. You've got to consider every offer, and if an offer could help our club immediately as well as not take away anything into the future, we'd have to consider it, as a hockey operations staff.
Now, the Raiders potentially own two first-round picks. They have the option of using Kelowna's either this year or in 2018, acquired in the Reed Gardner trade.
The quest for the Ed Chenault Cup. This is the WHL This Week, Playoff Edition.
The 2017 WHL playoffs are underway and some great matchups in the first round. The Western Conference top seed, the Everett Silvertips, will take on the always dangerous Victoria Royals. The Royals know it will be an uphill battle going in. Head coach Dave Lowry saw the Silvertips in a home-and-home set to close out the regular season.
Playing against these guys, it's a game of mistakes. They're an extremely patient group. They wait for you to break. And if we can adjust our mindsets and introduce the patience back into our game, it'll be a real tight, hard-fought series.
The Silvertips won all four games in that season series. Lowry is hoping his veterans can lead the way against the defensive-minded Tips.
I think we have an understanding what it's like to play this time of year. I think we have an understanding how hard it is and what the demands are. Hopefully we can continue to build on past experiences, past disappointments, and give ourselves an opportunity to come out and at least give ourselves a chance.
Meanwhile, battle in the BC Division features the Kelowna Rockets and the Kamloops Blazers. After a 10-game season series, the two rivals will meet for a second straight time in the postseason as Kelowna won a 7-game thriller in overtime last April. Blazer head coach Don Hay.
Well, I think it's two really evenly matched teams, and showing that over the years, both groups are competitive, and we've learned how to win since last year. I think that going 7 games last year in the playoffs showed us that we could play with them, and we have a great work ethic, and that's what we want to keep doing.
Each team will have 9 players in this series who played in last year's 7-game event.
Well, I think that not only 9 guys, but I look at other guys in our team that have come from other spots in the league. Lane Bauer's got playoff experience. Rudy Balzer's got playoff experience in pro. Nicola Wokel got playoff experience with Seattle. Smith's got playoff experience with Regina. So it was a tough defeat last year. You want our guys to be hungry to take the next step and not let it happen again.
The Blazers have 2 players who played for Kelowna in last year's series, the Gatney brothers, both Danny and Joe. For Joe, he played a big part in last year's series win for Kelowna, but is now ready to help the Blazers even things up.
Yeah, I've been here a year, so I played this team 8 or 10 times. So, I mean, for being there for 3 or 4 years, it's still a little bit different, but it's different than playing other teams, obviously. But I'm pretty used to it by now, and I'm a member of the Blazers, and I'm excited to go in as a Blazer and try to win a playoff series.
The WHL on Shaw TV will showcase the Blazers in the Rockets series. In the East, the Regina Pats head in as the number one seed and the top-ranked team in the final edition of the CHL Top 10 Rankings. The Pats rediscovered their game, closing out the season with an 8-game winning streak. Forward Adam Brooks thinks the lull they went into late in the season just may have worked out for the best.
After we went on a 4-game slide, I don't know what it was, but it clearly got into our heads. And, to go on an 8-game winning streak going into the playoffs is huge for this team's confidence. And, I think it showed that when we play properly that there's not a lot of teams that can play with us.
Defenseman Connor Hobbs says they knew the 2017 WHL playoffs were looming and something had to change.
We had a meeting and bared down and just decided, we need to get back on the right track. And that's exactly what we did. And it just makes hockey a lot more fun when you're not losing, right, obviously. So it was a good way to finish off the season there in those last 8 games.
The Pats will get the Calgary Hitmen in the opening round, and the series will be broadcast on Access 7 for Shaw TV and Access viewers in Saskatchewan. The WHL's leading scorer and Bob Clark Trophy winner Sam Steele knows they'll take on a Calgary team that had to win their way into the postseason.
They're a good team. They got some skilled players that we need to be aware of, and we've seen the last game against us that they can play. With us and beat us, so we got to come ready to play, and I'm sure it'll be a great series.
The All-Central Division matchup has the Lethbridge Hurricanes tangling with the Red Deer Rebels. The Hurricanes finished a full 27 points ahead of the Rebels in the Central Division standing. The Rebels general manager and head coach Brent Sutter says his team will have to continue to play at their best if they want to have a chance.
Playoffs is a whole new season. I liked, outside of this past weekend, I really liked the way we were playing for about 2.5 to 3 weeks. I thought we were playing more playoff type hockey. Our responsibilities were a lot better and how to play without the puck, and we generated enough offense to score goals, and we were getting good goaltending. Our defense is the best our defense had played all year. That was encouraging, but now we got to make sure we're ready to go for Saturday, as it's a different season and a level of play obviously cranks up, the intensity cranks up, and you're playing for keeps now.
Another intriguing first-round matchup is the Trans-Canada Highway battle between the Moose Jaw Warriors and the Swift Current Broncos. Now, just 5 points separated the two teams in the East Division standings. And it's hard to believe this is the first postseason head-to-head series since 1999. By the way, Moose Jaw won the 6-game season series 4-2 and also hold home ice advantage.
22 teams, one goal. This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
The WHL has announced the award finalists for the 2016-2017 season. All individual conference award winners will be eligible for league awards from the WHL Awards Ceremony Wednesday, May 3rd in Calgary. The WHL Player of the Year, the Four Broncos Memorial Trophy, will be between Sam Steele of the Regina Pats and Matthew Barzell of the Seattle Thunderbirds. The top goaltender, the Dale Wilson Memorial Trophy, between Zach Sachenko of the Moose Jaw Warriors and Carter Hart of the Everett Silvertips. The WHL top defenseman is the Bill Hunter Memorial Trophy. Nominees include Connor Hobbs of the Regina Pats and Ethan Bear of the Seattle Thunderbirds. WHL Rookie of the Year, the Jim Piggott Memorial Trophy, features Eastern nominee Alexi Heponiemi of the Swift Current Broncos and Western Conference Rookie nominee Rudolph Spalsers of the Kamloops Blazers. The WHL Most Sportsmanlike Player, the Brad Horning Trophy, will be between Tyler Steenbergen of the Swift Current Broncos and Kevin Davis of the Everett Silvertips. WHL Executive of the Year, that's the Lloyd Saunders Memorial Trophy, is between John Paddock of the Regina Pats and Bruce Hamilton of the Kelowna Rockets. WHL Coach of the Year, the Dunk McCallum Memorial Trophy. John Paddock, Regina Pats, the Eastern Conference nominee. He'll be up against Mike Johnston of the Portland Winterhawks. Following trophies have already been awarded. WHL regular season champion, the Scotty Monroe Memorial Trophy, going to the Regina Pats after a 52-win season. WHL top scorer, the Bob Clark Trophy, going to Sam Steele of the Regina Pats. He would finish with 131 points. Conference award winners from the WHL Scholastic of the Year, as well as Humanitarian of the Year, the Top Official, and the Business Award will all be announced in Calgary at the WHL Awards Ceremony.
You're listening to the WHL This Week, Radio Edition.
The 2017 U Sport Men's Hockey Champions, the University of New Brunswick Varsity Reds, capturing this year's title on home ice in Fredericton.
A cleared back. For the second year in a row, the top team in U Sports Men's Hockey is UNB. The Varsity Reds are the 2017 University Cup Champions.
Two WHL graduates leading the charge with UNB. Former Lethbridge Hurricane and Moose Jaw Warrior Cam Brace had four goals in the championship game in the 5-3 victory over the University of Saskatchewan Huskies. Brace is celebrating his second University Cup title, along with former Kamloops Blazer captain Dylan Willick. Willick is now completing his fourth and final season with the UNB Varsity Reds. Congratulations. Hey, and that's the show. I want to say thanks to everyone who contributed this week. Phil Andrews, Troy Gillard, Marlon Martins, and Drew Wilson. Thanks, guys. Enjoy the opening round of the 2017 WHL playoffs. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.